Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and over 500,000 people have signed a petition created by a teenager in Michigan to give the new documentary Bully a PG-13 rating instead of an R. With an R rating, viewers younger than 17 would not be permitted to see the film about bullying without a parent. The movie will open unrated on Friday. The film follows bullied kids and their parents from across the country, taking viewers into closed-door meetings with school officials and teachers and giving an unprecedented look at what happens on the school bus when bullied kids ride home with their tormentors. Joining us now is the director, Lee Hirsch, who also co-wrote Bully with Cynthia Lowe. And welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian. It's great to be here.
And in a minute, we'll be joined by Kelby Johnson, one of the teenagers you follow in the film. But I wanted to start with you to talk about this decision from the Weinstein Company to release the film unrated. First of all, for people who are used to seeing ratings, what does unrated mean, and what do you think it means for this film?
Well, unrated can mean a lot of different things. I think that, you know, many documentaries are, in fact, released unrated. I think in our case, it matters because we have an opportunity to have a wider release. Theaters around the country are interested in booking the film. There's a lot of energy and excitement. And, you know, what that ultimately means is that each theater owner is going to have to make a decision as to how they want to handle this picture. And some will say that we just don't show unrated films. And that's part of the sort of existing cabal with theater owners and major studios and the MPAA. So often it's the little guys that are really stuck in this predicament. For us, we're still trying to understand all that it means, but we just simply couldn't go out with an R rating.
And there is the strongest possible language in the movie, which is why the MPAA, Motion Picture Association, wanted to give it an R. But this is language you argue, and this petition argues, that kids hear every day at school anyway, and this movie pertains to them. So I want to play a clip, 30 seconds, of one of the kids in the film. This is Alex talking to his dad.
What happened this week on the bus? Anything?
This high schooler was strangling me, but I think he was just messing around. He calls me the B word, and he says
That's not messing around.
Well, he says I'm his B word.
That's not messing around.
But I think when he strangles me, he's messing around.
That's not messing around either.
So, Lee Hirsch, obviously Alex is not just speaking for Alex. You think this is an important story because it represents something that's going on in America, yes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, statistics are one thing. They say over 13 million kids experience bullying every year. I think Alex's story speaks for millions, and that's generational and compounded. And there's never really been a film before that's given voice to that experience. So I think part of the popular support for this film has to do with that it's sort of answering something for a big, large chunk of our collective that has had painful and traumatic experiences around bullying.
And I think one of the most startling things about watching the film is how much violence happens right in front of the camera as you follow Alex around. There are scenes on the school bus that are just shocking. So how is it possible that these kids punched him, stabbed him with sharpened pencils while you were right there filming him? Did they not know you were there, or did they not care?
I'd say they didn't care. They did know I was there because it wasn't a hidden camera. But it also, we weren't a production like one might think of film production. At that point, it was literally me and a handheld what looks like a stills camera shooting on that bus. And, you know, the sadder truth is that, you know, Alex has said that this happened every day, whether I was there or not. And I think that ultimately, the kids that were bullying Alex felt that they had license to do so. They'd done it for years. It had gone on and on and on. And that was, you know, that was something that was accepted in their little ecosystem. And my presence ultimately didn't alter that.
I want to introduce Kelby Johnson, a teenager from Oklahoma who is in the film. The film shows how Kelby has the support of Kelby's parents and her girlfriend in the small Oklahoma town where she and her family were otherwise ostracized when Kelby came out as a lesbian. Hey, Kelby, welcome to WNYC. Thank you for coming on with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Your story is so jarring, partly because it wasn't just other students who bullied you. It was teachers as well. What happened?
Well, as soon as I came out, not only, you know, I kind of expected it from the students who were throwing slurs at me and name-calling. I was ran over, but the teachers had jumped in and started the harassment in class in front of all the students. So I think, you know, as Lee said, it was okay for them because they saw the teachers doing it. And not only was it at school, but the churches and just everyone, the whole town had turned against my family overnight.
Verbal abuse, did it end there?
It didn't. My freshman year of high school, I was intentionally hit by a car, and he left the scene. It didn't. It was very diverse amount of bullying.
You should have moved to New York, a more accepting and tolerant place.
Not for everybody.
Absolutely not for everybody, but maybe compared to what Kelby was experiencing. But Lee, I think one of the main points of the film that I want to make sure to get at before we run out of time is that teachers are not being well trained in dealing with bullying in general. Of course, in the worst case, in Kelby's case, teachers were actually partaking in it. But I think in the more common case, you portray teachers as inept, but not well trained. What do you think the message needs to be here, the lesson for school systems?
Well, look, first of all, I had no intention to portray teachers as inept. I think that there's two things that are at work here. I think you have educators, teachers, administrators that are saying, and we're hearing this very loud and clear, that we don't have the tools, we don't have the resources. There's a growing movement to help reframe education so that things like social and emotional learning are prioritized, that there's a way and a framework to help teachers and schools transition in that way. And that leads into school climate. You know, it would be a great day if schools were looked at from the outside for school climate, if that was taken on par with test scores and athletic victories. There's a larger conversation here, but what I would say is that in cases like Kelby's, when you have a school that has an unsafe climate where bullying is allowed to thrive, that's often top-down, and so that culture permeates. So if the principal doesn't set the tone, the teachers may not, and therein you have a situation where kids can be bullied, teachers might be bullying each other, might steal license to bully students and participate in that very heavy hierarchy where the ones that are judged to be different are thrown away. And I think that's really one of the conversations that we're hoping comes powerfully from this film and from what happens after people see it.
And very relevant in our area after the Tyler Clemente case and other things that have gone on. Real quick, because we're almost out of time, on the film's website, Lee, visitors are encouraged to support the Bully Project through Twitter. It says retweet to stop bullying. What are you trying to get people to do?
There's lots of things we're trying to get
people
to do.
And we have 20 seconds.
We have resources. Well, first of all, the website is www.thebullyproject.com. We're asking people to request to see the film in their community. Now, that's not going to matter for New Yorkers, but we have activities for parents, students, and educators, distinct and complete ways to get involved. For educators, we have a fantastic accompanying guide done by Facing History and ourselves that will help frame the conversation, either for small groups of educators viewing
and
it, but also for talking about it with your students.
Leave it there because we're out of time. Lee Hirsch and Kelby, thank you for coming on. The movie is called Bully. It opens Friday locally at the AMC Lowe's Lincoln Square 13 and at the Angelica in Lower Manhattan.